Boyer?
Mr. President?
Good to hear you.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to hear you, and I won't take for just a moment.
Oh, you got as much time as you want. I just have to... Just got in the door, and they told me he's calling.
Well, good. Beautiful day for you.
Sure is. Delightful.
I haven't had a chance to talk with you, really, or certainly come to Washington since the election, since primary. And I just wanted to tell you that I thank you very much for all that you've done and your people up there. They've done everything that I asked them to or suggested that should be done and even more. So I'll keep in check with them as time goes along here. We take Mr. Tower on a little more actively and keep you advised on everything. I'll appreciate anything you can do to help out. You will.
Fine, be glad to. Where are you?
I'm in the office.
Yeah, would you like to drive out and have lunch with me?
Let me see if I can. President, you know I'd love to do that. I've tried to get a hold of our people. That I have some people in town that have asked if they could eat. Lunch. They have some business to discuss.
Well,
many, as a matter of fact.
Bring him if you want to. I don't care. I think there's probably a helicopter out Bergstrom that's coming out to bring some papers. I can check it if you hold on. You can fly out in it. I don't think it. I think you can just get in quietly and come out, and there's no publicity, there's no press men around here, but if you'd like to, just tell them that you're going to be away for a while, and they can bring you out and then go back with you if you would like to do that, and bring him if you want to. I'm not doing anything. I'm just riding around, looking at the cat a little bit today, and take my nap about 2:30, and then go back either at night or early in the morning.
Could I... try to find him and give you another call.
Yeah, sure. Let me see now. Just a second, see if Jake's got a line here. Let me swear in the hell my hope.